system, but I work for the maintenance, you know, Cisco systems.
Yeah, that's what I work for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dan knows a lot. So.
And then there's a company that does hospitals.
We did a bunch of hospitals. So we, by market capitalization, we're the largest. We were the largest company in the world now.
John Havens.
Chambers. John Chambers is our.
John Havens is my.
Oh, okay.
My wife's nephew. He worked at the hospital and our software program.
Okay.
I think he's associated with Cisco or was or something.
Don't let me just let you know we're recording.
Okay. I'll turn the recording.
Are you going to call somebody?
Will you call us for him? That's
right. Meeting will come to order.
Yes. Our next property is Kmart. That's 070093.
Well, why did we table this one?
Call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Jay Mason
is out of the office. Please leave a message.
Why did we table this one? I thought this was one that we were going to turn down so that they could go to the state.
Kmart?
I don't think we'd talk about that one going to state. I think Kmart, because of his, if that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think he furnished some awful good proof of things there, the sales and everything. I mean, if he wants to go by sales approach, if he come in with the income approach on that business, we'd probably have to drop it gobs more. He's asking for some decrease, but I.
What was that number again? 071.
070093.
0093. Well, you've got to put in a lot of information if you go by sales, don't you? Wasn't he going to send in the data about?
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Jay Mason
is out of the office. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Mr. Mason, this is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling for your 1 o'clock appointment. Please give my office a call at 417-546-7200. Thank you. It's got another number on here I can try.
If I'm not mistaken, the only thing that he was going to call back about was the Maurice's on the other property, and this one he had presented everything, and we just tabled all of it till we heard, but.
I denied it so that he could go to the state, and that's what I didn't deny because of any of the figures or anything. I just denied it so that it.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
James, somewhere I've got scribbled in my own writing under the total appraised evaluation. $4,145,000. That was what he requested that it be lowered to.
Right. That writes it right here.
So we did not take any such action?
No, we didn't, because he was representing both, and we tabled one, so I think we tabled both.
See, I wrote over here on the owner information deal. That figure, I wrote it under the $5,414,000.
Vacant land. Land with single lot.
But anything with a double.
I think the reason it might have been table structure.
I think you and I in the discussion was that accessible amount of land up highway frontage on 248, how could we be lowering values? That 4 million something, I believe, is square foot what we thought the land alone would be worth.
$34 a square foot?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there's 15.
Oh, this is sales per square foot.
There's 9 acres of it, Dave.
That's a common.
We were just looking at
statistical
what the,
factor
that number you say you got wrote down there. I believe with just land only, as and I was trying to describe to you what the.
Well, the $4,145,000 was his proposed value at $34 a square foot on the building,
okay.
Based on comparable sales in Missouri, of being anywhere from $20 to $39.
And then we got talking about the excessive land. Why don't they put a Olive Garden out in the front door and stuff. There's plenty of land
right. Associated
with this, and they're not attributing it to any extra value on their on what they've got.
Now, that's, of course, is not Kmart itself. They just leased the property.
Right.
This is the people who own the building.
William Wade owns the building.
He's the trustee for Hoffman Estates.
And they bought it, I think, from
Gerard's.
I don't doubt that they're having trouble. You can look at the number of cars in the parking lot compared to Walmart's and that.
But I know what commercial land is worth in Taney County, too.
You know who would take over a property like that, though?
They've got 8.92 acres.
Right.
And what was it on the theater after, is it $4 million that they paid for? Oak Ridge Boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on 6.7 acres or something. I can't remember. 7.1 or something.
I recall on that one, I voted against changing that one because it was the same as Yakov's, almost to the dollar. Mm-hmm. And the two theaters are the same size and, I think, comparable.
Did we deny it? Remember?
What, we denied that one.
The Oak Ridge Theater? Mm-hmm. Been appraised at 6 or something?
Well, we didn't have an appraiser on.
No, I mean assessed.
The assessed valuation was about 6.
6
and a half, 6.4, something like that. And but that was the reason. That's the reason I wanted to call up Yakov's and look at it comparable. Or at least I don't know what to compare this to.
Well, because it's not $2 a square foot, which is what we put Steve Redford's at up the road right there, if I'm not mistaken.
Steve Redford's?
Three. Three's what we put the others on.
I mean, Steve Redford's, what did we put at his on?
Three, because there was argument about two or three.
Okay.
And we put three. Right?
Well, that's right.
I have that now, so we can compare.
That'd make the land at about what we got it at, $1,165,000.
Yeah.
So the land's about right.
I think he's making a case that the building.
Well, he's taking the overall property is what he's taken, but he's actually just using the building square footage to get that. So,
what do we got it on? Just for 28? Probably around 34 then.
Well, if you take the building at $34 a square foot, then that's going to, and add the land, that's going to make it a lot higher. But he's figuring comparable properties as what they sold for divided by the square foot of the building, not considering the amount of the property.
I have another number for him. So we're going to try to
get my wife. I'm trying to get her to
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jay Mason?
Is not available. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Yeah, are you at home yet?
Mr. Mason, this is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization. Could you please call my office at 417-546-7200?
Okay,
thank you.
Dr. Rose, could I have a couple minutes of your time?
Okay, then. Okay, bye.
I'd like to shed a little positive toward the negative assessor's office with its board, and I think I furnished copies to you, gentlemen. A ratio came back from the state of Missouri putting me at in compliance on my median ratio on commercial properties. This came about simply because I pointed out 3 blatant errors that they had made on their ratio. So I believe it in this kind of times and something happening, I think that's very important for this board as to try to stay in compliance. And another issue, I provided you the Form 11A totals on this longer sheet of paper that shows we grew 16.26% from 06 to 07. I know there's been quite a bit of confusion on how the increases in the past have not been applied and all that type of stuff. But I just want you to have, these are official documents, numbers taken from the Form 11A of Taney County. So I'd be glad to answer any questions you have. And I just wanted to report that to the board since all the negativity.
That $727 million is appraised value?
No, assessed value.
Assessed value.
That, those numbers are also without new construction. There's no new construction involved. That's increased reassessment increase.
Are we going to wait for the gentleman to call back? What are we going to do?
I've tried every number that I've got.
I would wait till the last of the day, and if he doesn't call back, we deny him and let him go on to the state if he has to.
Do you want to hear 3 or 4 erroneous and get them cleaned up, or you got other things?
You got some?
Yeah. I'm looking here, Donna. You said these were copies to the assessor.
No, this is your copy, and I hate to say it, but I just placed that last stack.
The first one is parcel number 06-2.0-10-000-000-004.008.
Do you have a BOE number for it?
I don't have it on here. This just falls under the erroneous.
All righty.
This number was typed into the system wrong. The first number, 06, was in the system as 08. So all we're doing is correcting. We're baiting that 08 number. It never has existed. Somebody just typed it in wrong in the mapping department. And we're correcting that and moving the value then to this, the number I gave you.
That needs to come to BOE?
To change the book, because it changes everything. I'm asking for your...
So moved.
Second.
All favor.
Aye.
Favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abating it and running the other on to the correct.
Did you ever vote, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the first
one.
I've got another number here that Taney County Regional Sewer District bought, and we just got it transferred. It's.
I didn't get the motion or second. Neither did somebody. I'm sorry.
had Dave with the motion and Chuck with the second.
Chuck second.
Vote of 5-0.
5-0.
Thank you. I apologize. 18-5.0-15-004-021-013.003 is a property obtained by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. We're asking for us to get it exempted in the system.
So move.
Second.
All favor say aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
Okay. I've got several erroneous assessments up in Shoals Bend. These are strictly lots that were split from their 5 and 6 acre tracts to half that amount. My people put the same amount on both lots, which was should have been all split in half. They should not have been allowed to put the same high dollar figure on both lots. They dropped one set of lots dropped to 2.54, one dropped to 3 acres, and they were originally 6 and 5. We don't lose any value, we just strictly divide it to half. The numbers are 09-1.0-02-000-000-000-008.019. Same number, 0.018, and it's taking the value of $50,760 off the those lots and putting them on for $25,380 as being half the value.
So we're adding on two and lowering two others.
Right.
So move.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
I've got two more here, the same. I had four of them. 9-1.0-11-000-000-021.007. 9-1.0-11-000-000-021.000. And I took those lots, we're on at 55,460, divided them in half and added 27,730 to both of those half lots.
So move.
Second.
Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
You
aye.
Say we don't support you.
Aye.
Oh, yeah. a guy called, I'm not seeing a date, some time ago, not too long ago, I don't even see a date on here, and said we had his house measured wrong. We went out and measured his house and did find a 1,000 square foot difference. It's a over 5,500 square foot house. And so when we assumed there was a living space above the garage, the roof style on the house showed the same type should be living space. He told us there's no such thing up there. It was just a judgment call on my appraiser's part that we thought it extended through the house and it didn't. So that would be moving the value from $55,668, the correction of the square footage, not having that upstairs in it, to
$471,745.
$556,680? Yes, $551,668. Oh. The number on that house is 17-8.0-27-000-000-001.009. Yes, this house has been controversial since he built it.
Move to lower to 471, 745.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 5-0.
Kenny, do you know where we went and checked the lot in Marionville? Okay. Got it. Over in Merriam Woods, there's a lot that was deeded to Calvary Episcopal Church. One of my clerks, with the assumption that it was church property, exempted it. It got through the system some way. When we check, it's just a lot out in the middle of a subdivision with nothing on it, and I'm asking for that to be unexempted. There's no look of a structure, no nothing.
Would there be an increase notice then? If it's exempted, going to non-exempted?
Yes, we should send one.
Okay.
Because they assumed that it's exempted, and my clerk just automatically exempted it when she seen it in the church's name.
Okay.
And we don't do that unless it ties to the church property or they have future plans to build. I think you've heard some. This lot actually is on at a minimum value because I don't believe it'll ever be buildable where it's at. $530 residential is what it's on for.
Number?
08-1.0-02-002-003-003.
Is there such a word as unexempted?
It is in my okay.
I understand it.
I understand the gist anyway. So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. I'm an aye. Call back?
Yeah. Hello?
Jay Mason?
This is Jay Mason.
Jay, you're here with the Board of Equalization. Bob Rose is our chairperson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're going back over this material on your request on the Kmart building.
Yes.
How did you arrive at that figure now of $4,145,000 that you requested for taxes?
I don't have my file, but it was from the list of comparable data, listing and sale information that we sent you.
Yeah,
it's the median of that, $34 times.
And this was the median figure?
I think we're at the upper middle of the median range.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these all empty properties at the present time? Or are
no,
these?
They are not.
These are operating. Are these properties that you own? Are these companies that you own or buildings?
No. These are all those sales are taken from our information taken from LoopNet.
Okay.
It's all on the internet.
And this was this is dollars per square foot of their building costs. Not sales per square foot or something like that.
No. It's all market value per square foot.
Okay. And you've compared that then over.
Yeah, it's not our opinion. You know, we work these Kmarts all over the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they range, you know, they go down anywhere from $20 a foot up to $40 a foot. And that's the market farm.
What about the variance on your size of property on those different ones, on the size of the lots they're sitting on?
You normally have a 2.5 to 3.0 land-to-building ratio.
So this one's 5.9 acres.
Okay, so what do you got, 5.9 and 240,000 square feet. Divide when the building's a little over 100,000. That's about the norm.
It seemed to be that these other buildings were around 80,000-90,000 square feet, and this one was 121,900.
Well, your smaller building would probably sell for more, wouldn't it? For foot.
Okay. Well, we're going to deliberate further on this, and you'll be notified of what our decision is. If it should be negative, in other words, if we should just say no, your request is denied, the step that you should be taking then is to take a cost approach to the State Tax Commission.
Fine.
And
decide to deliberate somewhere in the middle, I would certainly entertain that.
Okay.
I think you meant income approach.
No.
Yeah, we could do an income approach. But with the sales information, you know, you're doing an income approach using economic rents, and that's subject to speculation. You can always do an income approach, but most of the people we've been, or 95% of the people we've been dealing with, like sales information, either actual sales or
listing. So, are you telling this board then you'd be interested in a figure somewhere around $4,950,000?
Did you hear you?
Yes, I would accept that.
I'm just asking the question, and they'll be deliberating on it, Jay. This is James.
Okay. We'll be back to you.
All right. What about coal?
We split that out, and we did observe that. Now you're talking about splitting Maurice's away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're fine with the value. We just didn't know why the value went up because we didn't have the record card.
Right, and we see that it's all mailed to the same location, so it must be same.
Do you own the Maurice's building too?
No. We have nothing to do with Maurice.
We voted this morning to subtract the value of the Maurice's from the total value there, and then leave you at the value for coal.
And that's what you said was acceptable.
Absolutely. We even would have billed Maurice's this year. You know, we'd have got a hold of them and sent them their share of the bill. So yeah, we have no issue with the coal's value at all. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your help. Thank you very much. I appreciate your patience with this call. My cell phone is a little balky today.
Okay. Bye.
These are the documents that we were given by the assessor's office for the split.
I make a motion for the acceptance of the proposal that James asked if he would be satisfied with on...
Total of 4.9.
4.9.
James, you can go along with 4.9 then?
4.9 million.
That's what the board told me to do.
No, yes, I recommend.
That's higher than what I was going to recommend. So,
well, I mean, he was.
So, and he was willing. I mean, it's if he's willing that, well.
I make a motion to that effect.
Well, that's James has got these going to.
No.
Am I looking at this wrong?
No, let's go to a different, that's a different property. We're at the Kmart property.
We're at the Kmart first.
Sorry.
Okay. Go down to
$4,950,000.
You're even going to take the last 50 away from
him. Nope.
Is there a second?
I made the motion. Dave seconded.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Reduce the total appraised value to $4,950,000.
I got a question on 70166. Did we make a decision on that?
166?
Riverside Estates?
No.
No, we haven't got to that one yet.
I thought we'd cleared them all except condos, and I happened to see that one.
No, that has not been done yet. We haven't done the
10-15. It was a condo.
It's a condo.
166, Dave?
Yes. They have an appraisal that they have. They look back here. I had my notes this morning. Now I forgot it. They're saying that the value they paid. In 2002, it appraised at $112,520 for the house and lot, and they think today the realtor has told them it's only worth about $98,900, and a lot of it's due to the flood of 08 has lowered the value in that area.
You did this.
Did we?
This is the two people standing right there, and we lowered their land value to $25,000, and you guys then in turn lowered all the lots in their on their block.
I've got a note here, $25,000.
Well, I got that note in here, but I didn't. It was on the table list.
This is the value that they wanted on it. Something tells me that there was just four of them left there and two of them.
So 116.
Why did we change?
What does our minutes reflect?
There was a motion by Dave Oliphant to leave improvements the same, the lot at $25,000. Danny Strahan seconded. There was no vote because Chuck Pendleton came in and tabled it, and Bob Rose seconded. So there was a suggestion to do $25,000, but then you came
to $40,000. But didn't we change all the surrounding lots? I remember.
I can't tell you that.
Because we called off the numbers. Dave said right there, the vacant lots on their block.
Mm-hmm. Which number are we talking about?
70166.
Kenny has figured that, and it comes to $101,304. From the 116,304, and they said they were tickled to death with it. I remember the two people standing there, the man and woman.
Well, evidently, we've made a decision and never voted back on it or something. I
evidently,
guess, according to the minutes.
Yeah, I've got it marked down to 25,000 in my.
Yeah, I did in my book, too. I marked it down to 25,000, thought this was over.
And I've got 19,250 as the assessed value.
Yep. Well, Kenny's got wrote
it. There was two from this individual.
A vacant lot, right? Across the street from.
Right. But
okay.
This one has improvements on it.
Right.
So I make a motion to on 70166 BOE number to change the appraised value to $101,304 due to lowering the value of the lot from $40,000 down to $25,000.
101 what?
304.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Don't, I'll be right back.
What was Creedence now was, is that those three properties of Creedence? 229, what were those? I can't remember.
There's actually 1, 2, 4.
229, 230, 231.
And 070228. There was a motion to deny. It was made by Dennis Strahan. Bob Rose seconded it. There was never a vote. They've all
tabled
it. Chuck Pennell seconded it, and it passed.
228?
229, 230, and 231.
We don't have...
Yeah, they're back here.
228...
That's the Bald Eagle properties.
But 228's a different property, isn't it?
No.
One of them.
Okay, all righty. I got it marked wrong. I'm sorry. Tri-Sons property.
These fourplexes?
Yeah, four fourplexes.
Now, is this out on 248 also?
No.
Where that other one?
265.
265.
Oh, right before. Now, is this a comparable place?
You know where the Ford body shop used to be? It's just right up there behind the little body.
Just past Critter Lane on the left.
Yep.
These, we're showing 304,000. And he is saying that he bought the land for 65 and put 230,000 in improvements.
So that would be...
Well, 65 is for all the land, yeah. I think.
He said Mike, you said he'd take 275, didn't he? He offered it.
What have we got it appraised at now?
Got it appraised at 304. Each one of the four duplexes, I think.
I'll try the motion to deny again.
Which parcel is this in?
One down past Creighton.
It's 228, 229, 230, and 231.
The only one I can remember that's similar was the woman from California who had the fourplex out on 248. How comparable are these? Are you know which one I'm talking about?
I think we built them both. I think Creighton.
Going back to
yeah,
but they're built on the same pattern.
Do you remember who that was? And we denied her request for change.
It was the same, similar to that JCM Realty that caused us little problems earlier.
What I mean is, where we're talking here, he's asking.
Structure.
Somebody said 275.
Okay. So what's he asking?
That boy.
What's he asking on this?
I don't show any notes on it, but he...
He just says too high, but what is too high? What is the applicant asking?
Well, he's saying the improvements on each one are 230,000 for what he paid.
Plus the land, which would be 295.
Well, but the land is 65,000 for all four of them. So
divide that by four, you're saying?
Well, we've got the land on it only 10,000 apiece. So we've got the land on it a total of 40,000.
Okay.
Which is less than what he paid for it, but we got the structures on it 294 each, and he said he paid 230 to build them. I mean, that was his cost.
When did he build them?
07.
Did he say why he went in 08?
These went on the books in 07, and yeah, he did make some statement, didn't he?
He got sidetracked.
Yeah, he got something happened. He said he should have come in, and he just failed to get in time.
40.
I think our fourplexes up there on 248 are running about 300,000 to 320. I think that lady that was in earlier with her fourplex was over 300,000.
This is.
But that's on 248 versus.
What we're dealing with here is what, four fourplexes?
Right. That's meaning he's got to sell those for what he's saying, he could sell them for $65,000 a piece. Now, smell like a road. I think they're well worth $65,000 a piece in fourplex. Would you divide it on out?
Did he say that?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'll second Danny's motion.
Well, you just divide it.
I see what
I just divided it out. And so that's getting the number of a fourplex way down. We've got them on for $73,675 apiece. That's market value.
Did I hear me a second?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Surprise, surprise. Is there all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No.
Aye.
Opposed.
3-2.
I would just like to tell the board that we've made all the adjustments in that subdivision of houses, and I'm now turning them to the clerk, where there was 9 foreclosures, and you lowered all the lands. We have done that. There's your numbers.
Over the, I would announce to you, over the lunch hour, the county clerk showed me a letter of a lady that we turned down on one of the Fox Point condos, wanting to know why. And so I called and talked to her husband, and I told him why. That it was because they were already at the level, for instance, that we did do a reappraisal because of a reappraisal, but hers was already that low. So there was no reason to change. That, yes, it was an increase in taxes, but equal. Okay, what's next?
I'd like to bring up the classification ones from yesterday, just so we can get that out of the way. I believe, Carrie Walden had a... Didn't she present a stack of all those parcel numbers?
The classification ones would be the ones that say commercial condos.
There's a stack of them. But we don't have them in our book.
All right.
Since we set a precedent yesterday of the French Quarter, I just think we should follow the same percentage. And so I move that we change classifications on those appealed parcels to 70% residential, 30% commercial, and across the board, not a blended.
Did she ask for a blended or something?
She individually had some at 72 and 18. Some are, you know, some are 70, 69 and 21, or whatever that number comes out, 31. No, it was all, I'm sorry, it was all plus or minus 2% of 70%. So either 68 or 72 blended is the ones, I mean, I looked at about 20 of them, and that's the blended rate. But to keep from being a complete nightmare over and above what all is going to be doing, I thought 70-30 would be...
70 residential?
Uh-huh. 30% commercial, like we did the French Quarter.
Is that what we did on the French Quarter?
Which we did yesterday.
Have you got a record of how we voted on that?
Yeah, I voted no on that one.
I know how I voted on it, but I just wondered how it turned out.
Is that all of them?
Whatever's in that pile.
So you're saying we're stepping outside the realm of that's been done in the past?
I don't remember doing that yesterday, but
the French Quarter?
I've got my notes down.
Yeah, but I think we're talking two different instances. We're talking a timeshare. More
right.
Set up than we are condos, Jim.
Right.
It's still nightly, though.
Right, but they're two different things.
He's reading.
He's wanting to change our condo 70-30 because we changed the French Quarter. Well, French Quarter ain't nothing to do with the actual condo.
Yeah, the French Quarter, the reason we did that, I think, is because it's mainly the owners coming in, except for...
There's no difference, though. They're vacant.
Wasn't that the one on the point system?
No, we didn't use the point system.
But isn't this what you used to do, James, before the case?
Sure, or before I got the funds withheld from Taney County.
They still don't like us, so.
That's why I think I voted no on that thing.
They still don't like us, though. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You're fixing to lose millions and millions.
You second, Chuck?
Dollars.
Yeah. I'll second.
Oh, now which?
Is that the stack, Kenny?
That's what they're saying. I mean, we're talking.
Wait just a minute.
Whatever they provided.
Well,
that,
what about the Hilton?
That is
that
the Hilton.
The Hilton condo.
The Hilton.
Okay. You're in the
Hilton,
not Hilton owned
situation.
I didn't believe there was any Hilton in there.
I sure believe, Jim, that you're talking about two different
situations.
But not owned by...
The penthouse condos are the tops of the Hilton.
Okay.
All right, let me... at the next break, I'll review them again. I'll withdraw my motion until I review them again. I thought I had it all...
Well...
Did you find
the
first quarter?
I'll review it again.
My concern with that is that they only represent a portion of them. At the links at Thousand Hills, there's 85 of them. They represent 41. That means if we change those 41, we've got to change the other 44.
No, this is proof that they didn't. This is different. They may rent 51% of the time.
They didn't provide any evidence that they...
That they don't.
Yep. On this one, this is the one where all these commercial condos that they have scanned to us the affidavit signed by each individual taxpayer showing that they have it available for nightly rental less than 50% of the time.
Actually, I think she said...
They rent it less
than 50%. They rent it less than 50%.
It's available 100% of the time.
It's available all the time.
Well, again, it depends upon your definition of
did we go over 70-30?
That's exactly.
But those...
On you, what?
Did we go for a 70-30 split with commercial?
On what, Doctor?
The French Connection.
French Quarter?
French yes.
Quarter. Yeah, yes, we went, yeah.
And what was the vote?
It was 3-2. Chuck Pennell made the motion, and Jim Straubus seconded.
Well, it's a different situation.
Dr. Rose voted against.
Okay, you, well,
so am I the only one who else voted against?
Boardwalk and Promenade. And
we're talking Promenades, penthouses, places that they know they're a traveling motel.
The Lynx, Majestic at Table Rock, Cabins at Grand Mountain.
Well, I voted against this because I understood that you'd been told if it was available for rent, it went commercial.
Right.
Well, then those French Quarters need to go 100% commercial, too.
That's right. That's why I voted no.
Well, now, Carrie made a different argument, guys. Hmm? She made a different argument on the French Quarters versus the rest she had in her hand. The French Quarters was totally separated out. I'm not sure it ain't a point system now at the French Quarters.
I think they were.
I think it's a timeshare. It's not a condo, guys, I don't believe. I think we're correct in doing what we did at the French Quarter off of her description and what we thought it was.
I will agree.
Well, she had it down to like 2% or something.
Right.
But what she was doing there, that 2%.
She wanted $199, and you guys said, what about the 30-70, like James used to split it, and everybody then said yes.
Not everybody, 3-2.
Yeah, and she can come back then.
3-2 is a close vote. It's not... Not
I mean, it wasn't every condo in Haney County.
Don't everybody.
What about the argument of based off the statute? What is the classification of available for rent under commercial? Where she talked about my notes here. Let me find the statute here.
James, these have been on commercial, right?
No, they were on residential last year.
Right now, they're 100% commercial, and they were told if they send in a form that says that they are not available at all for nightly rental, that they'll be taken off. But the standard is actually that they're not primarily available for nightly rental, which means 51% of the time. So if they're only available 50% of whatever period that they own it for, whether it be 2 weeks or a year, if they only have it available for nightly rental or rental on a less than 30-day basis for half of that time or less, it would be 100% residential or a split. Excuse me, a split.
And there's an ordinance been passed in Branson as of 2 weeks ago describing nightly rental as being transient housing. They don't even go into a split. And they describe transient housing, I believe, in their ordinance. Now, I'm just working off the news reports I heard.
Branson's ordinance means nothing as far as the assessor, his point of view. I mean, the case, the Dominion Hospitality case,
it talked of transient housing.
Transient housing. And that's what I was saying. Anything less than 30 days
rental. And that's
rental
what the city of Branson took
is
on.
Transient.
I think that was in neighborhoods or something. It was,
yeah,
I saw that article.
Certain zones, that wasn't, I don't think.
That wasn't motels and along the strip or anything.
Well, as Bob says and is trying to say, yes, transient housing is described along with the availability, but transient housing is a big factor in that Shipman case.
If it's available for rental on less than a 30-day basis for more than half of the year, even one day more than half of the year, so whatever half of 365 is, then it's 100% commercial under the Shipman case. But what is the definition of available? And she was making an argument concerning availability. And she's had her people send in a form that says that it's not available for rental for more than half of the year, because in fact they rent it for much less than half of the year.
They rent it for less, but it's available all the time. I'd almost guarantee you every unit on this list is available any day of the given week of the year. But yes, it rents for less than that because that's why they're all losing money. And what she sent them a letter on, sure they're going to sign it.
Here's the letter.
Primary for residence purpose.
They can't even...
used for residential at least 184 days a year.
It's not used for transient housing. I'd hate to take that letter to circuit court to see if someone was telling the truth.
Actually, she would be telling the truth and her clients would be telling the truth based upon their interpretation using the statutes rather than the Dominion case. Because the statutes are different than the Dominion case, but the Dominion case has interpreted the statutes to mean that if it's available more than half of the year, it's but the statutes themselves are slightly different.
Transient housing is described in the statutes the same as the city of Branson described transient housing as more than less than a 30-day stay.
Well, transient housing...
it's not described like they put it there.
Transient housing is pretty obvious what the definition is. It's the availability argument using the three statutes taken in conjunction with one another. You can come to a different interpretation than the Supreme Court did in the Dominion case. And she was trying to distinguish, if you remember, condo units from a hotel. And I don't care if you buy her argument or if you don't buy her argument. I'm just trying to tell you that she did make a cogent argument. But
out of her arguments, she argued three different things and said that she would be willing to take a 30% decrease in the assessed value, and she didn't care which way, you know, it was based on, those three ways. You know, if we wanted to change it, she said changing it to 70-30 would kind of do the same thing, would make it come out.
She said 30%, and that was one argument. The other argument was possibly. There was two separate arguments.
Yeah, it is two separate arguments.
Well, it is as far as her argument, but I wrote down and questioned her exactly what she was saying. And
she's not saying either or. She's saying, change my classification is one argument, then she switched the page and said, and then the value based off of all of her evidence.
It looks to me like she's trying to redefine transient housing away from the statute.
She's trying to define availability based upon the statutes rather than on the Dominion case. Right. And she's trying to take the Dominion case and distinguish
the
her condos from the hotel in St. Charles County. I'm not saying she's correct. I understand her argument. And she makes a very good argument, and the courts may buy her argument.
Sure.
But
here, I wrote the notes down, and I asked her specifically these three things, and I put a mark here. I said, so you're asking either to reduce the common area, which she talked about, one of her 3 points, lower the overall value by 30%, or change commercial versus residential percentage. And I said, so you're saying that if the 30% would take care, we can do any one of these three things.
No, that she wants all those. She wants all three of those.
I don't remember that, but she said it, she said it. I don't know.
That's why I wrote it down there, and I specifically waited until right at the end, and I asked her to verify again, would you be happy with any one of these three? You know, and she said, I don't care which way it comes, it'll all come out about the same.
We heard one last year, I remember, same sort of a thing of wanting
to call her and ask her that.
I know that because she came and presented something to the commission a while back, and that's why I know what they're asking for.
She told me after that she would be available today if somebody needed to call her, but I don't know that it's necessary.
Well, why don't we just call that room today and count off 182 days and call it again, and it's going to be available both times. Those promenades are available year-round.
But my question is, with that affidavit, why don't we do that and then let someone push that? Why is it our job?
Because it ain't.
But we're saying that they're saying it's not.
Then what if it's not, and we know the rules.
Okay.
They have to leave it in for 5 years in the nightly rental programs. And the penthouse sits right beside it. What are we going to do at the penthouse?
I understand, but we have...
a document. We took other documents early on that they signed.
They're both owned by Hilton. Promenade is the Hilton project, and so
this,
is the
Benham. This is owned by an individual.
They're leased out by Hilton Hotel.
But owned by an individual.
Right.
Versus being owned by a hotel.
Right.
Okay, so if the individual owns it,
the individual
and we have
the
a document with their signature saying that this is the truth.
But also one person testified that it's in their agreement when they purchase over there that it has to stay in the rental program for 5 years.
It has to stay.
That was stated by an owner here in front of BOE, not what was presented to somebody a long time ago.
I understand that may be a covenant or whatever, but it doesn't really has no bearing on our decision on the classification.
Well, the letters that you send out to condo owners asking if their property is available, does it say more than 184 days a year?
No, it does not. It says, is it available for nightly rental?
If we'll send that same letter out to somebody from the, I'll guarantee you it'll come back and they'll say, is it available for nightly rental? And they'll say yes.
It's all been sent, and it all comes back signed by the same people.
They said not available?
Is available for nightly
that's what
rental.
That's what I was going to say.
But if it's available for nightly rental, you make them 100% commercial.
This is a different argument than
which wouldn't be correct.
Hospitality case. This is a different argument.
See, the French Quarter, though, is making, I'm sure that they're making an argument this way, saying that as long as one of their members is in it.
Well, we're talking about the condos. We know that the French Quarter's.
I just want to clarify.
But in other words, it doesn't have, there's not, I'm sure they're on the point system. I think we asked that. Long as one of their people could be from New York or California or anything else is occupying it, they say, well, that's not a rental because they own it and they pay points and not money. And this 1% or 2%, she said it was actually rented,
right,
is the ones that walk in off the street and they happen to have one available.
Well, I'm going to make a recommendation to this board that she's the one getting $120,000 to defend these cases. Let her take him on. Deny her. I've been called by many of these condo owners that had to pay $300 to get this letter and put their signature on it.
I don't care which way you go, okay? I understand the argument, and I understand the argument the other way. It's an interesting point of law. However, I do want to clarify that when James sends out a letter, it says, is your condominium or whatever, your unit, your condo unit, available for nightly rental, even for one day? And if they say, yes, it is available, he goes ahead and puts it on as commercial. And if it were available for 1 week only out of the year, he still would have put them on as commercial. Whereas the standard is half of the year, a little bit more than half of the year, if it's available, then it should be 100% commercial, and anything under, it should be split. But whatever you want to do on availability, if these are available more than half of the year and you feel they're available more than half of the year, then they're primarily available for nightly rental.
I don't believe they can use their condos, according to the testimony we've had in front of this, they can use their residential purposes for 184 days out of the year. Dave heard the same testimony I heard.
So you're saying that this is a document that's a lie.
It's in direct conflict with the covenants of the promenade.
But is that a county issue or is that a civil issue? Well, it's a covenant. We don't get covenant issues.
It'd be a county issue if it was persuasive evidence that makes us change our routine.
We have a signed document saying it's legal and they're saying challenge me.
Yeah, but we sent out this was sent to 400 people, or say
whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
I sent it to 5,000.
Right.
As confidence, I used those 5,000 letters to determine these people's.
Okay.
At the way I sent.
Let me try it this way. This person is saying it's not available. Now they may be playing with the word available. They're not lying, but they're perhaps playing with the word available. So if you want to use the Dominion case definition of available, and that it is available for rental more than half of the year, they're saying that it's not available, and they may be playing with available, but they're saying it's not available. What's our evidence that it is available for one day more than half of the year?
We set it up as our letter states. We didn't try to play words. We just asked them.
I understand, but what evidence do you have that this unit is available for more than half of the year?
Well, they said they've heard the same testimony I did, that they can't even have it in
which
the
program. Which is a covenant, it's a covenant issue. I was going to say, that's not our issue.
But I would request that this board order Mr. Paulson to write a letter that he feels is correct in the assessor's part to send out to these owners. Why should we allow a group of owners to write a totally specific letter different from what all other 5,000 owners signed?
I think I corrected this one, didn't I?
At some You're the point. One who fixed it for me, sir.
I did fix it.
But I'm telling you, this letter is going not using the same, was it Dominion Hospitality?
Yeah, Dominion Hospitality.
This letter is not using that as a basis.
It's
that's what they're trying to, like you said, they're saying this, that as Carrie presented yesterday, Ms. Walden, that they're not going after the same Dominion Hospitality findings.
Right.
And that's what the document is supporting outside those findings.
I don't think so.
Motion to deny.
I think if.
Start our again.
You get outside this, if they rent it one day, they're commercial. If you get away from Dominion Hospitality, what?
I wouldn't,
Randy Turley.
I wouldn't be so passionate except Dominion, I got homeowner's signature saying it's true.
Dominion Hospitality changed what you did. You used to apportion all of these condominiums that were used for nightly rentals. And the State Tax Commission did the same thing. And actually, in the Dominion Hospitality case, that's exactly what they did at the State Tax Commission level. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And they came up with this availability situation. They said if they use it, if it's available more than half of the year, then it's 100% commercial. And that's what Dominion Hospitality did. You used to apportion them. And
all I did is follow instruction from the state.
Mr. Jones, whatever happened to the old law that when you owned that type of property, and I haven't for nearly 20 years now, there used to be something about you could have like 2 weeks for yourself. And, you know, then the rest of it was available for rental.
On a timeshare basis.
And that way you could write it, for instance, that you could, on your income tax, you could depreciate your property because it was primarily something else that allowed 2 weeks.
I'm just a little confused on why we would do that. And I don't care what we do. Of course, I'm the one that tried to set the precedent in the state of Missouri on how to do this at the 3070 back in 1997. And I was slapped in the face for it, Jim. That's what I'm saying.
There are only two other counties with the amount.
Camden County
with nightly
and
rental,
St. Charles
Stone,
County.
And they pretty much do what you do. They kind
well,
of
they followed our lead is what
well,
they did.
My own thing, I'm going based off of their the owners signing the document saying this is truthful and honest. So
Jimmy, well, or Jim, the 70-30, I think is the honest, right thing to do, but I think the state has told us, no, that's not the way to go. And
well, I told Carrie that yesterday right here. I said, I agree with you. This is what I established in 1997, and I was told it was wrong.
But I think this is a different argument, though.
I'd be willing to go the other way for sake of argument, 30 residential and 70 commercial.
Do you know how to data enter a computer? Do you want to data enter a computer?
Is there a second, Danny's? Otherwise, I'm going to make my motion again.
Wait a minute. Wait just a second.
I didn't have any seconds.
How could we go yesterday on this thing when this we know it's going to be a slap in Jim's face, and they've already told him he can't do it, and we did it.
Well, in 2007,
different argument.
In 2007, the Dominion Hospitality case had already come down. We talked about all the lawyers that came down and sat in a room and told us we needed to change the legislation. And there was an agreement on most of these cases to do a percentage as they were used for commercial as opposed to residential. And Randy Turley, again, wrote a memo saying, do what you think is fair, and as long as it is fair, we'll try to back you up. But then James has said that they used that against him when he switched that much commercial to residential in his study between 07 and the present. And that's, I guess, all of the facts.
The state of Missouri said, where did all your residential go? You played favoritism and got rid of it.
Commercial,
where did all your commercial go?
No, where did all your residential go? I had them on as residential, changed them to commercial. My residential disappeared. And so they said, where in the world did all your residential go? It's easy. You ordered me to move it to commercial, and you don't want to use the statistic now. But I'm reading this again. I'm from the hills.
Where in the world does availability enter in the sworn statement, my condominium unit is not used? I thought that said, we should say, is not available for transit.
It does say used.
Yes, that's right.
And
there's
that's
nowhere
language.
In
that's
there.
The language
that's the
arguing.
Language from the statute.
But that's not the language from the availability of the Supreme Court decision.
Remember the man in California we talked to that had one of these?
Right.
That one that told us he was losing $300 a month. His property value was really zero, should be zero, since he was losing everything. But he was the one that told us that he was under a 5-year contract.
If that wording up there said this condominium is not available for transient housing,
I don't know what we'd
I would be absolutely agreeing for what this gentleman has signed. But it doesn't say available. This condominium unit is not available.
Maybe they're not renting 181 days
well,
a year.
I'm going to make the motion that we change them based off the signed affidavits, 70% residential, 30% commercial.
A question before you get anything out of me is these properties, somebody said something, if I own this property and I want to use it every how many days a year, I can use it all year if I want to, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
There's one person in the Promenade condominiums that got a waiver to use his Promenade condominium as residential property. We got that letter back, and he explained it. He had to go to their board of directors, get a total exemption from their covenants to receive this. The rest of them couldn't. I have.
So that's just Promenade argument. You're saying then?
Promenade, yeah.
Okay, I'll modify my motion to exclude the Promenade.
Well, this one's on the Promenade.
They said exclude it.
Exclude the Promenade, because that's not the only pile of, it's not just the Promenade, it's...
The penthouse is a hotel, Jim. What are you going to do about that? That fits the...
Is that a Promenade?
The penthouse and Promenades are both dealt by Hilton. They're both Hilton projects. The Hilton fits exactly to the hotel decision sent down by the Supreme Court.
Say that again for me, see if I can catch it.
Okay. If you look at the Hilton Hotel...
I'm remodifying the original motion. Just to all of them. So.
It fits the hotel situation.
Removing the excluded Promenade.
No, just take my original motion, which is just to change them to 70-30.
Okay. Change them. What's them?
The pile Ms. Walden presented yesterday.
That includes the Promenade.
Which includes everyone that's signed by an individual, saying that that's truthful and honest. Because I'm not going to say anything other than that.
Does she have all 400 and something
like that? I don't know. That was going to be my next question. Is it going to be based on what we've received?
Based off of whatever we have received as the data.
Based on this documentation, this documentation.
No, that should be the same, should it not?
No. That does not include all those letters.
If it has a letter, that's my motion.
How are we going to figure out, Jim, if we do this, if it's correct or not?
Our job is that if they're testifying, basically saying that this is the way it is, then why would I go against what their word is?
She's put words in her mouth. They wouldn't know to put that.
Why would you sign it then?
That's exactly what I wanted you to say. They have testified to me differently.
I'm saying they're testifying now that
I know.
In this document, they're saying that's the truth.
Right. But they testified to me and signed it.
How many letters do we have? Do you know?
You're saying you got two letters? You got this letter and another letter signed with the same?
That's her letter.
Huh? That's her letter. We don't have those letters. We don't have those
That's
letters.
The one the lawyer
signed.
That's
the first time we've ever seen them.
424.
Jim sends out his regular letter and gets it back.
I send out 5,000.
Okay,
I do know. I know one person in there whose name was listed as one of those 425.
Mm-hmm.
That condo is not in the nightly rental program.
Possible.
All I'm saying is this. We've got signatures. I'm not going to call it. If they want to risk their being challenged in court, let them risk it. But since we've got a signed affidavit, that's why I'm saying go with it.
Okay. Here they are right here. Promenade and Boardwalk. Letter sent to me.
Can I see the letter?
Yeah.
Is it the corrected letter or the old letter?
I don't know. I just whatever you told me to do.
Not Jim, the first one I didn't tell you.
Jim, what you're saying is... with a, with James having a signed, not the letter he's just brought in, but this letter, mm-hmm. if he has that signed letter, you're saying it'd be assessed 70-30?
Correct, because they're signed.
And
some James, of these are just one night per year.
James, run through.
A lot of these are not the corrected version.
But James, if we had that letter and the state task force came in something, wouldn't they take action against the individual, not the county?
They wouldn't have no reason to come in. There's no questions posed to this letter once you board make your decision.
So,
I can't question it.
So who are we going to get in trouble from, I guess, is what I...
They run my ratios and they...
But then you'll have documentation saying that the homeowner says that. Does that not prove anything?
Could we call the Hilton and ask them on Promenade or Penthouse units that are owned by individuals, are they available for nightly rental during the bulk of the year, and just see what they say?
Most of these letters say if your condominium is rented for just one night per year or is available for rental 50% of the year, or the conjunctive rather than the disjunctive rather than the conjunctive, it is considered to be commercial property. So if it's available for 50% of the year, or if it's rented even one night per year, it's considered to be commercial property. And that would be an incorrect statement. That was corrected in a later letter.
Right, and Randy Turley approved that letter.
He should never have approved this
letter. I've got the copy there.
But he should never have. Would you agree with that?
The word available shows...
And Dave, the only reason I don't care about Colin Hilton, that's a civil matter. Let them deal with that with their contracts.
Well, but what I'm saying is if they say yes,
but
this
is to show I got it.
You know, then that's kind of disputing what these people are saying. And
why do I want to get involved in calling someone dishonest?
I didn't mean to. I said the wording on there wasn't quite right.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying that document, with them signing that document, it's a different argument.
Hey, Jay, before you get out the door, the Promenade, the Penthouse, and the Boardwalk, how are they handled differently, or are they?
The Boardwalk is all residential. You can't have a nightly rental in the Boardwalk.
Is the Boardwalk the one on the lakeside?
Yes.
And that's where this one is.
We send them letters because we feel if we don't contact them, we haven't treated them fairly. That's my concern with this letter. These other people didn't get that letter. I can say all 5,000 people got this letter. This one here, just a client and not a specific letter to the assessor's office. That would be like sending in your personal property on a piece of paper and signing it. And you say, well, I sent it in on a piece of paper and signing it. Well, I made 25,000 other people sign their document that came from the assessor's office. And now we're trying to vary from that, I think.
I would like to place a phone call to Carrie Walden. Could we do that, Donna? I want to ask her a question.
James, the Boardwalk is commercial then.
I mean, Boardwalk is residential.
Residential 100%.
Right. Right.
But the Promenade and the Penthouse
are commercial.
You feel are like a...
They're a motel. They're just a strictly motel.
The Penthouse especially.
Yeah.
The Penthouse especially, it's on top of the...
Yeah, it's on top of the hill.
But don't people own each unit? Would they buy it just like? I mean, we.
But they've got a contract with the hill.
They buy it as investments is really what they're doing. And there's nobody going to buy it for investment and say, I don't want to rent it but a few days a year.
Now, there's some of these may get to the point of, like yesterday when a guy rented out his back bedroom part of it, walkouts or lockouts.
I wish Jim was here. He's on there.
All right, here.
Oh, okay.
Good afternoon, Siren and Shelley. This is Misty. How may I help you?
Misty, this is Donna with the Board of Equalization. I need to speak with Kerry Walden, please.
All right, hold on, please.
Thank you.
This is Kerry.
Kerry, this is Dave Oliphant with the Board of Equalization. I need to ask you a verified question that I asked you yesterday.
Sure.
You talked three different arguments. One was to change commercial versus residential rate on the units. Another argument was to lower 30%. Another argument was to reduce the common area. Now, my question to you yesterday was, you're not asking for all three of those. You're asking for any one of them, specifically the lower by 30%, which is the same thing that Mr. Ruta asked for on the units. Is that correct?
Yes and no. In terms of the lowering of the valuation on the units, the common area was one additional reason to lower the valuation. It was not in addition to the 30%. So we asked for the 30% reduction based on our belief that it was equitable in relation to the other parcels and because of the higher value attributed to the common areas. So that was all wrapped in together. But on the classification split, that was not an argument to lower valuation. That was to change the classification. So, in other words, if you lowered the valuation down to down 30% and then you would apply the attributed tax rate based on the classification split. So, for instance, if you had a unit that was 30% commercial and 70% residential, on the $100,000 reduced valuation, you would apply a 19% tax rate to 70% of that value and 32% tax rate to 30% of the value.
So you're asking for both.
You're asking for both, but you and Mr. Ruta got together on some of this and came up with the exact same values, and he's not asking for both.
Well, that's because his units are not currently classified as commercial. His units are currently classified only as residential because they're vacant and have not been sold.
Carrie, haven't you seen that that they've signed a five-year contract with Hilton? How can you say that they're residential?
Not all of those units are in the Hilton. So, and it's my understanding from talking to the developers at the Lynx, the Majestic, and the Cabins, which are the three parcels at Thousand Hills, the three properties at Thousand Hills, it's my understanding that they can put them on nightly rental and take them off at any time.
I think that's right, but we're talking about the Hilton.
But she was going there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carrie.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Continue on.
I was going to go through each of the properties.
Yes, please.
Properties. Okay, so that's also my understanding in regard to Eagle Bunker and the Branson Hills Golf Villas that are at Branson Hills, that they have a nightly rental management program through the Branson Hills Development Company, and they can also put them on and take them off at any time. And that was my understanding for the Hilton. Now, if that's incorrect and I got poor information, I apologize, but that was my understanding on all of the properties. And the ones at the Hilton are the penthouse and the promenade. Right. The penthouse being the units at the convention center, and the promenade being the units down actually on the landing overlooking
Carrie, can you talk to your clients or the Hilton and confirm that for us?
Sure.
Because that's a point of contention right now is what is the long-term contract that, you know, obviously you've explained the other ones can come on and go off at will. We believe, we've heard information that says that they have a five-year signed contract that they cannot come off. So can you confirm that and call the collector's clerk's office back?
Sure. I'm going to send an email right now to the manager of the nightly rental program. I'll confirm and I'll call you right back.
And if you want to just email Donna Neely, that's fine too, or you can call us back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, then I'll just say this. Hold off until she gets back.
I just wanted to call them and tell them I had a busload of people that wanted to rent.
Take their names off this list.
I don't want to get involved with saying that they're not telling the truth. I don't want to do that.
I'm not accusing them of not telling the truth, but we had a man stand up here and testify last year that he didn't own a Winnebago, and we drove over there and took pictures, and there the stinking thing was. So I'm not accusing anybody of lying, but the picture sure didn't tell us the truth. If I had their number, yes. I'd call them and tell them I had a busload of people, and I would want to know if they had any nightly rental available.
Okay. While we're waiting.
Now, I think that would be true on Thousand Hills, that they could pull their condo out of, that's the same way Point Royal was.
Sure. Yeah, everyone but the Hilton is really one in question.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to deal with the Hilton, everything but the Hilton then?
I don't know how you can if some of these same affidavits has been signed in the Hilton.
Well, you can just separate them out. I'm just saying, I can make easily modify a motion that says, regardless,
just do them all at once.
Okay, well, let's just wait.
All right.
What was your question, Dave?
I've asked for information on how many parcels in the county over the past two cycles,
so
05 and 07, compared to the 09 value, went up 10% or less.
10% or less.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 07 to 05 to 09, you're basically...
Right.
05 to 09... percent. How many you said?
Uh-huh.
From 110% even and more or less?
Less.
So 109.99, you're saying, right?
Correct. You less than, has...
Do you want increased. Vacant land or structures? You want vacant land and structures or just vacant
structures.
Land? Just structures.
Right now.
All right. Let me make sure I've got that.
I'd like to do it separately.
Let me make sure I've got this here. One second here. 10058. 109 and lowered to what number? Because sometimes we do lot splits and it really starts skewing it. You know what I'm talking about? If James does a lot split, it'll look like 50%.
Just do 100%.
Down to 100 or down to 95? What do you want to do?
That'd be a reduction in that period of time, right?
What do you want to go down to? 100?
That'd be no reduction and less than a 10% increase in the value of property with a structure on it.
Okay, here it goes. One second here. 98. $8,760 parcels.
That's with structures.
With structures.
Okay, what about the vacant property?
That's what this report is showing. You know what I mean? Pull something else up again. I'm still working that one. Hold on. Takes me a little effort here.
It's going to take you longer than that to enter them condos.
Hold on here. Without.
I don't know that you can parcel out condos on this thing.
One second. It'll take me just a second, James. Dave.
No problem.
If there's something else you want to talk about.
Going home. Now, there's a law on this property. It's as of January 1st, like other things. In other words, you can't in June decide you're going to take it out.
Nope. That's where it'll go next. If they don't win this time, they'll claim they didn't have it in there on December or
what
January
about
1st.
What about if one of sold, say, in June?
Huh?
And the new owner wants to just occupy it?
It's prorated. In a case like that, nobody's getting ripped off because it's prorated between the old owner, what he had it as use, and the new owner, what he's going to take it to, by the real estate companies on what it was at tax time.
If a new owner buys, and when the deed comes through, a letter would be sent at that time to the new owner.
Right. That, too, so we could take care of it the following year.
One second here.
Sure.
I have something while you're waiting.
Please.
Okay.
While you're waiting on Jim.
Just received a letter from Mr. Ron Montgomery. He mailed it on the 29th from Denver, Colorado, but he first mailed a complaint to the State Tax Commission, and according to their date stamp, it was July 16, 2009. He's stating that he mailed the complaint to the wrong office, and that he's requesting that he not be punished for that. Again, it was received in the State Tax Commission office on July the 16th. And it's a State Tax Commission form, not our form. So I'm happy to let you read the letter. It is a lengthy letter, but...
Where did he get the state form?
Could you see that?
When did he send the state tax commission form?
I don't know when he sent it. They received it on July 16th.
But ain't that his envelope? Won't it be date stamped?
Yeah, but where did he get it? Though?
He probably got it online or somewhere else.
But what date is that?
But he was sent one of our forms and didn't fill it out. He went to online and got theirs.
So he sent the state on the 16th.
I don't know if he was sent one of ours. You need to ask her that.
Right.
Did he request one of our forms, or did he just go online on his own and get a state tax commission form?
I have no idea. All I have there is a state tax commission form.
So he may have gone online, got a state tax commission form, and sent it to them, and the deadline for us receiving it was July 13th. Is that correct?
That's right.
And the state tax commission received it on July 16th.
That's what's showing there.
There's 985 parcels that were vacant land that received... a 10%, that was a question, from 100 to 110%.
Right.
Correct, okay. 985 parcels.
Okay.
Can't be.
That only received a 10% increase?
Branson was given a 10% increase in 05 and 07, and that would be way over 985 parcels. Both years.
The city of Forest. I'm asking how many did not go more than 10%.
Right. That was just that.
Did not go. Did not
over 10%.
Go. Oh.
What I'm looking
that's
at.
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. Sure. What I'm looking at to try to equalize, my basis for this is trying to equalize. I've already said that I would like to make a motion that no increase be given over 25% on any parcel in the county.
Okay. Can we... Sure. Pause and go back to Kerry Walden.
Unless you want to pause and go back to what he's looking at here on this, and make that decision. We've got three things.
Let's pause again here just so you can chew on that.
We're going to go back to this one.
Kerry Walden said, 5-year contract on the Hilton, but can request removal. It's subject to Hilton's approval. So basically, yes, there's a contract in place.
Okay.
So I'll modify my motion to reduce or change classifications on all parcels that were presented by Mrs. Walden, 70% residential, 30% commercial on all parcels except the Hilton contract items, which would be
promenade,
the promenade and the penthouse.
Okay, so what properties are affected?
That would be the Lynx,
Eagle Bunker,
Majestic,
and Cabins at Grand Mountain.
And there's two of the Branson Hills,
Golf Hills.
Well, then you're going to have to add in Point Royale. And...
No, only on what's off the side. I'm all going off of what was signed and delivered to us. Cabins, Eagle Bunker, Branson Hills, Golf Villas. And there's evidently some Branson Hills development items.
She doesn't have anything at Branson Hills.
Okay. She says...
Cabins at Grand Mountain.
There's not very many. There's, looks like there's eight or ten.
Majestic at Table Rock.
Based off what she submitted here.
Lynx at the... eight letters, you mean?
Eight parcels is all she's talking about. This is...
Do you have the...
What she submitted right here.
Do you have our...
Okay.
She has those all.
Okay, so the only ones.
I want to see what it's about.
There are very few that we're talking about that are condos, that are actually condos there.
We need to look at what it's about until you decide if you're
going
to get it.
Well, what are we going to. Now I'm more confused.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to me some more.
We're only talking about eight units that you're putting on 7030?
No. You just said how many at Branson Hills. There's about eight units at Branson Hills. There's about 400.
Branson Hills is not one of the ones on our request, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep. Here, you've got, this is all the requests for classifications.
I thought we had a list of everything over here.
Did we? Did we get a list?
Yeah, it's on your agenda. It's on your weekly agenda. There's... the list of all the properties.
Correct.
this one here?
This agenda for July 28th.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You go to all of the properties.
Okay, there's all promenades on the first page.
There you go, yeah. There's a
okay, Branson Hills Development.
Right.
Now, those are lots. There's there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm not talking about lots.
I know, but I'm looking here.
You sure it's just a lot?
Well, that just says Branson Hills Development.
That who owns it?
These are all condos?
I mean, and my motion is specific to condos. It's not to land.
I know, but I mean, I'm trying to figure how many. We're talking about most all of these then.
Most all of them.
Okay, Lynx, Majestic, Cabins of Ground Mountain, and Eagle Bunker.
Can you say that again? Majestic. There's a Vacation World in there.
Branson, no, Vacation World.
That's Time Pier.
That was something different.
Okay, well, I guess I'm not sure I know what you're looking at there.
Right here. Okay, Cabins at Grand Mountain.
Okay.
The Lynx. Majestic at Table Rock.
I think it's easier just to say, of the affidavits we have, just exclude the Hilton Promenade, the Hilton Penthouse, as long as they are condos.
I've got your motion at Jim's office. The motion to change classification on all condos presented by Terry Walden at 70% res, 30% commercial, except Hilton Promenade and Penthouse.
With the have a signed affidavit.
Would you go a little step farther, and you're not going to be able to get it done today, but would you go a further? Everyone that signs into the nightly rental will have a contract and see if their contract says 181 days? And that would substantiate...
Their contract with what?
It said, my condominium unit is not used for transit housing for more than 181 days. If I was managing those associations, I'd have a contract out. I'd want my 181 days to get to use it.
They're saying there's no contract or whatever. They're saying there is no contract.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. They've listed that property with the rental agency and saying, rent my property.
For less than 181 days. I would want to know how many days I had if I was the manager and going to be able to rent it out. It's the same
as... Yes, they have a right, just like she said, to pull it off at any time. Mm-hmm. But right now, those units are listed for rent, and those people never probably ever call and say, take it off, except when I'm coming there for a week or two, is my contention on it. Because they are listed with a rental agency, and that rental agency, you know, has to know when they can rent them if you know...
Once again, I'm going off of the affidavit. That's what we've got. They're saying what they're saying. That's why I'm making my motion that way. If I didn't have the signed documents, I wouldn't even be talking about this.
Well, that's just a question that's come up in my mind. Since they do have a contract with Hilton and do have a contract with Promenade, I wouldn't go into this summer saying, hey, can I have 30 days of your nightly rental program? I would want that 181-day contract.
Thousand Hills Realty has... the other properties for, you know, for rent anyway. Through most of them are through the Thousand Hills, I think, rental agents.
So that died for lack of
Is there a second?
There might be.
Well, so, second. You can just say second and then it won't die and then we can have discussion.
Okay, I'll second for discussion.
Okay.
So, particular properties, excluding Promenade and Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does this fit countywide? I mean, there's other condos that aren't in this appeal that you're talking about that'll fit this also?
Jim answered my question, though. As far as the state's concerned, January 1st, you decide which it is. It doesn't say that every third day or something, it revert back to the other.
How does it apply to the? I don't know the answer to that. Once again,
if we can send the other people a letter saying that if you'll sign this, saying it is available less than 181 days a year, we're going to lower your taxes. I promise you, they'll come back signed.
But most of them.
Talk about taxes, Dave.
Most of them would
that's
love.
That's exactly what the point is.
In this day and age, most of them would love to get 180 days rental.
What do we
but
do?
I also would argue if they thought that their taxes could get lowered, they'd take it off to 181 days.
Say what?
If they thought that their taxes would be cut in half, they would take it off the rental.
I thought you were taking 30%.
Yeah, but that's their option, and they will. I have had them do that. I've had them say, hey, I'm sending you a letter today. You know, I wanted to see how much. We have, I would say that we have 5 calls a month, maybe 10 calls a month, people asking the taxation difference to make up their mind whether they want to put it in the nightly rental program or not. Of course, that's not the only thing they do. They check the taxes versus the assessments versus the fees, plus we heard they had to pay the credit card fees, and they put that all in before they decide whether they want to put it in one of these programs. At that time, I know in my mind they're going to be signing a contract, because once they sign that contract, they're in.
James, what do we do with Mr. Deutsch's clients this year?
Who's that?
You know, the guy that came down here that represented one of our elected officials on
I don't know that we've done anything, because
he sent a letter saying, I remember earlier in the year, saying that if I get treated like I did in 2007, I'm fine and I won't appeal. Did we do anything with his, or did we not do anything with his on classification?
He's a timeshare, though, ain't he?
Yeah, I believe he represented some timeshare folks.
Yeah, it's that timeshare issue again. I don't know.
The classification
Bob, I can't remember on it.
Okay.
Well, there technically is a motion to allow a 70-30 split on those selected Thousand Hills condos.
How fair is that to the ones that never did send to get the opportunity to send an affidavit?
Everybody was mailed that got the classification. Weren't they all mailed something to send back?
Every that I know of, every condo
everyone
received
was,
two letters.
Okay, everyone was sent a letter about availability, nothing about 184 days.
Well, actually, they were sent the first letter, and then I corrected the letter to talk about availability, and that letter was sent out. Is that right?
But it never said anything about 184 days.
I believe it said 180, it said more than half of the year.
Is this like a proxy, Bob?
It's just an affidavit, not a proxy. It's just.
But in other words, is the latest one dated, the one that counts?
There's no affidavits involved. I don't even think. I thought an affidavit had a notary signature on it. Mine's just a signature, like a personal.
Okay,
proxy.
I'm sorry. It's just a signature. It's an affidavit without the without
right.
the notary or swearing.
Do we have any idea how many letters that she has signed back? Has she got most
That's
of
what
them?
400.
She got them all back?
Yeah, the ones that she sent out.
Okay.
400 what? 424 minus, but then minus the other ones were, it's probably about 300.
However, yeah, not all of them have an affidavit. We've just kind of gone through there. Some of them don't have an affidavit on. Maybe it's just a clerical thing. I'm not sure.
Do most of them have one?
Sure.
I sure wish she'd have used the word availability.
I think she's arguing that it's not under, it doesn't, with the wording, it's not under the Dominion Hospitality. That's why she worded it the way she did, because it's a different argument.
But sales tax has been collected, Jim, and sales tax cannot be collected off of residential property.
That's not true. If it's collected for less, if it's not available under the Dominion case for half of the year, if I said...
But she's not arguing the Dominion case.
I understand, but he's saying that you can't collect even for one day sales tax and still be classified residential.
No,
but
her argument, sales tax for 180 days.
But okay. Do you remember her
argument? I agree with that.
But did you remember her argument on the purpose of collecting sales tax? She proved that we shouldn't even be collecting sales tax on condos.
That's back to transient housing.
Well, that's what her argument was.
I know what her argument
is.
I totally disagree with it.
Okay, but it's still based off what the statute said.
I know, but when you collect sales, these people that sign these affidavits, they're going to be collecting sales tax for 181 days, and the assessor is not to say that they are commercial property.
I don't think so.
But she's saying we shouldn't just collect sales tax.
Well, the same if it's on a long-term rental. It can rent for 181 days and there are no sales tax collected, and it is residential.
Away from the Tracy house.
All right, let's call for the vote.
Oh, no, I'm not quite ready. So we're talking about a change in the way we've been doing things, right?
No.
No.
If yes, well, yeah, well, it is a change. The Dominion case changed things for 2007. We did it this way in 2007, and people came in, and we did an apportionment for
right.
everybody.
Right.
And they said, if you can be fair, as the State Tax Commission did, we'll back you up. Well, this time, in 2009, we've done the same thing that we did in 2007. We put all of these on if they didn't send a letter back and made them commercial. Okay? And they're asking for the same treatment as in 2007, the apportionment, and we at least haven't been willing to do that to a certain extent. And then
no,
what we received back is a letter that's a little different from James's letter, arguing the availability situation, asking to be apportioned.
Bob, you're missing something. Time flies when you're having fun. You got to back up to 2005. You keep referring to 2007.
Okay.
This 100% hit in 2005.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The Supreme Court came down in 2004.
When we had that room full of lawyers over there, them suit and ties, that's when it
that was before
said they were going to correct the,
yeah.
going to correct the problem.
Actually, the rehearing was denied on the Supreme Court case on December 7th, 2004. I've got the case right in front of me. So it was in effect for 2005. But nobody was implementing the case in 2005.
Right. You're right.
The State Tax Commission didn't write you until after you finished
2005. After they did the ratio and failed me. And then they wrote me a letter and said, hey, we failed you.
All right.
Supreme Court.
Bob, let me go through it. Previous, we were 70-30. It's the way we did it. The case came along, and we changed it to 100% commercial.
Correct. The assessor did.
The assessor. I mean, you assessed the property.
And it became our problem in 2007 for the first time, even though the case was from 2004.
Right.
And we struggled to deal with it.
Seven, we kind of did it both ways, or?
No. No, not both ways.
Which way we did it? 100% commercial?
Everybody that came in, you sent out the letters and you made everybody 100% commercial, but everybody that came in and appealed the issue, or pretty much everybody, we ended up dealing for some sort of apportionment,
that's
correct?
Not on anything but timeshare. The condos stayed the same.
Okay.
We never changed a condo unless they said, I didn't mail them up. This is the part that some of them claimed they didn't get the letters. You guys had to hear them because, hey, he didn't get his letter, and now we're going to change it 70-30 from commercial to residential or residential to commercial.
But if they gave you a letter saying that it wasn't
commercial,
you made them residential.
Yes.
A letter.
And you took the word for it.
A letter.
I wondered if you grabbed
it. I mean, it's the same. It's a letter.
It's the same letter they got in 07, the same letter they got.
They're signing this letter. It's a letter we're taking their word for.
This was the part.
It is a different letter than the one James sent out originally and the one that he sent out that was amended.
We still took their word for it.
Sure we did.
Okay. But I'm saying take the word for this.
How many of those 300 match up with letters that he had?
That's what I don't know. They need to be more researched other than... and I don't see that their letter, not using the word availability, is fair at all.
Well, I think they use the word availability, but they don't use it the way it's used in the second letter that you sent.
Right.
Were you or were you not ordered to make them 100%?
I was recommended by the state that if I needed to uphold the laws of the state of Missouri and the Supreme Court ruling.
They didn't answer him, in other words.
I would then failed our ratio for the way they did it versus the way I did it. So I would say that was a pretty good order. A guy got to hold $250,000, start holding funds because of this.
I think there's more than that.
I've got the 9 study right up in my office.
I would contend that had the increase on all these condos that Kerry Walden is representing had not gone up near what it did, that we would not have had any problem with the commercial versus residential. That came about because everybody signed up to have it litigated by a lawyer. I don't think that if we'd have raised those 15, 20%, that we'd have probably heard from any of them stating anything different about the percentage of that on there.
Oh, no, Dave. Huh? You're wrong in your assumption. We've got many letters from Terry Walden claiming we've done this wrong and the wording's wrong. That's been an ongoing feud with Kerry Walden not agreeing with what the state...
I know, but I'm saying that most of these people on this list, but until they were contacted, probably, and if their increase had only been a 10 or 15 or 20% or 25%, would not have even thought about...
sure, because I hadn't heard from them.
So
I still think that's a what-if, so I would just say that...
Here's your motion on timeshares.
For when?
2007.
Okay.
Give
us a little thin with the cigarette.
What's it say? Well, let's just go ahead and call the vote.
Okay.
Call the vote.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Nay.
Nay.
Nay. The nays happen.
Did you want me to read this to you now?
No. makes a difference.
It's, okay. That's condominium, not timeshare. I mean, what we're talking.
It's timeshares, but that was the argument on what they did. So that's why I wanted to show you those timeshares that the motion was made
up. 1,210 commercial condos in Taney County.
And timeshare is just a unit of ownership. They have generally a two-week ownership period as opposed to a full-year ownership period. There's a deed upstairs for each of them, as there is for somebody who owns 365 days a year.
Right, and the difference between timeshares, they may not necessarily get their unit. They may get a unit in the building next door or something. They don't have a specific, they've got a deed, but they can when they call and say, I want to use my 2 weeks, it may not be in the unit. They've actually got the deed.
That's
okay, correct. That means closed for now.
Well, you got to vote to deny then.
We did.
No,
you voted. You voted now. You got to make a motion to deny then.
Because you might have wanted a 60-40 split.
You may have wanted a 60-40 or a 50-50 split.
Well, I'm going to go back to my...
We
just
voted 60-40.
No, 70-30.
70-30. We just said that didn't pass. We haven't done anything else. But I'm going to go back then to my... I'm going to move that all properties that were increased more than 25%, excluding... anything that had been decided during BOE, because those were specific circumstances, that those properties, and also excluding any ones that had changes such as additions or new construction or splits of some type, those properties be rolled back and a 25% be the maximum increase that was put on those properties.
I think,
Bob.
I think
can I second it even if I can't vote?
If you can't vote, you can't you can't second. You can't participate in the discussion if it involves you. But
I want to give up a couple of suggestions before we. I mean, unless you want to second for discussion.
I was fixing to ask you what your ideas, your plan was for. I went. To
well, I got two thoughts here, and I'll just kind of bear with me as I go through this. In 07, there was a 202 increase, which every property should have got a 6% increase. Okay. From what I ascertained from the assessor is that it was not applied to land and single wide mobile homes. Okay, I'm finding there's still a large amount of parcels that still didn't get an increase for whatever reason. So my motion is going to be in multiple fashion here. So just bear with me.
Hold your thought just a second. How come not mobile homes? Because it's personal property.
Double wide mobile homes takes an index. Single wide mobile homes are put down by the square foot by the state.
And you determined that you wanted to do structures only and adjust the land underneath rather than do a 202 across the board, right?
I did a 202 across the board.
Just the structures, and that's all it applied to.
That's okay. Why. I think what's skewing the thoughts here a little bit is the relationship of vacant lands to improved lands. We're seeing agricultural lands,
it would be
forestry lands.
But it would be zoned agricultural.
Right.
Okay. I'm strictly talking residential.
Help me out. I got my house, uh-huh. And I got my structure, my improvement, I got the land, my total.
Right.
The 6% hit the structure only. Did not touch my lot.
No.
Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
The 202 index that was applied,
correct,
should have hit every structure in Taney County, bar none. Except single wide mobile homes.
Yeah.
Which would have meant barns.
Which would have meant more. Which would have meant less than a 6% increase on the total assessed value.
Right, right.
It would only have been 6% of the portion that is attributed to the structure.
Right.
But you would have sought an increase, though. Some sort of increase.
Sure.
Okay. I ran a report without land. So I took all the land, anything. I took all classification. Okay. And it, you know, by improvements, the assessor subcategories is everything. So I took all the vacant land out of the picture. So I'm only dealing with structures. I found 10,203 parcels that did not get an increase since 07. 10,203 parcels that have received zero increase since 07.
Okay.
Okay. So what I would like to propose in my motion is, and I'll even exclude, part of my motion is excluding single-wide mobile homes. So I don't have that classification. I couldn't figure out how you guys classified single-wide. Is it just MH?
Yes.
Just MH. Okay. I would propose that we set an increase to everyone who did not receive the 202 increase that was assessed in 07, and that we cut in half across the board any increases sent out this year. And then the second phase would be next year we would send out the other half.
11.
Or an 011.
011. That way it's fair to everyone who got an increase. Otherwise we're not being fair to the people who get 20% increase. They still get 20%.
What kind of increase are you going to give to those 10,203?
6%. Just what the intention was.
Are you doing 6% on the structure, and are you doing that prior to the cutting in half any other increase, or is it?
They haven't got an increase.
Okay.
No one. I'm saying that these parcels with structures have had zero increase.
Any increase from 2009?
From 07.
You don't think it's possible, James? Hmm? You don't think there's 10,000 parcels, excluding mobile homes, that didn't get the 6%.
But he's only asking for those that didn't get the increase. So okay. You think they all got the increase. So if you're right, he's not increasing anybody.
I think he's wording it wrong.
Okay, help me out.
You're saying the 202, in one statement, Jim, you said the 202 index increase since 07. There has not been an increase since 07 in the index.
07.
It was in 07.
It was not this year.
Okay, so let me change that motion then. Hold on.
Are you following me? What you said?
You're saying it wouldn't show up anywhere on 07. That parcel would not have a dollar figure. The 07 to 09 would not have an increase, you're saying?
No, the 07 got increased.
So the 06 to 07.
06 to 07.
Okay.
I think you need to rewrite that.
Yeah, you're right.
So when did the new index?
It showed up.
It went on January 1st.
January 1st, 2007, correcting the 05.
Okay, so let me, if you guys want to have some hold music for a second, I will rerun a
5-minute recess.
Here.
Mm-hmm. 5-minute
yeah,
recess.
Yeah, about a 5-minute recess.
That'd be fine.
While you're doing that.
And then you'll have to